Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note.
It's playoff time and the usual suspects are headed to Vegas for the championship. And our partner, BetOnline, is your number one source for your football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of the Gatorade, BetOnline is your number one source for your championship wagering. Head to BetOnline and join today to get into all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everybody. James Williams here. A lot of interesting stuff going on right now with UCLA football. Obviously, whether Chip Kelly stays or goes, you had guys like Deshaun Foster leave the coaching staff recently. He's been the running back coach for a number of years, including during most, if not all, of Chip Kelly's tenure. Now, him leaving is a big loss because he's an alum, much like Jerry Neuheisel is, who is the receivers coach there at UCLA. Now, you lose a guy like Coach Foster. I always thought if Chip Kelly were to leave and go to the NFL or maybe to another college football program, but more likely to the NFL, that I thought Deshaun Foster would be a good guy to get in there. Obviously, having been promoted to associate head coach before the 2023 season, I thought for sure he would be the guy who would at least serve as the interim, if not maybe be a candidate or a strong candidate to be the full-time head coach. So obviously that's out the window now. He just took a job with the Las Vegas Raiders, and he will be reuniting with Britton Brown, the running back from a couple years ago who did get drafted by the Raiders there in Vegas. Now, with that being said, we just mentioned the Raiders. Chip Kelly appears to be a candidate for the offensive coordinator job. And it's interesting, had interviewed twice, that was reported by NFL Network, with the Las Vegas Raiders. But now he was ruled out of the mix because Cliff Kingsbury had jumped in and was going to be the guy for Antonio Pierce and the Raiders. But that went out the window apparently this morning on Saturday, and he had withdrawn his name and is now apparently the leading candidate for the Washington Commanders offensive coordinator job. Now, it gets interesting because Chip Kelly was supposed to be, I don't know if it was ever ruled as the leading candidate, but as a strong candidate, and had been tied for a number of weeks now to Dan Quinn and whatever landing spot he was going to go to as the head coach. So there were some early reports that Dan Quinn was obviously in the mix for the Seattle Seahawks job, and Chip Kelly maybe going over there with him to Seattle. Obviously, he gets hired by the Washington Commanders yesterday. That became official today. And the team, the Washington Commanders, had just announced that. So now, I don't know if we'll see who will be the offensive coordinator right away, whether it's Chip Kelly, Cliff Kingsbury, or somebody else. But someone's going to get that job there. And maybe not come today, but maybe it comes in the next couple days. But now, with Kingsbury withdrawing his name, that opens the door for Chip Kelly to go ahead and join Deshaun Foster possibly and Britton Brown possibly over there in Vegas if Antonio Pierce decides that's the guy. I think it means something if they did have two interviews prior to this. But I think more importantly, where does that leave UCLA? As I just mentioned, Deshaun Foster is going to be out of the mix. Do you lean on Jerry Neuheisel, who's that other alum there that I mentioned earlier and is going to be the guy who can maybe kind of be the alum in the room and kind of maybe keep some of these guys together? I think that's the one tricky thing about all of this for UCLA is that you have bad timing, very bad timing for all of this. Obviously, UCLA is going to fall mercy to the NFL's hiring cycle here if Chip Kelly does move on, and the timing of that so far removed from the normal coaching carousel, kind of coaching movement that takes place in the offseason for college football. We're a few weeks removed from that already. You did have a good chunk of that kind of start to come into fruition after you see someone like Nick Saban retire from Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, Jed Fish, a bunch of other guys, including guys on Chip Kelly's staff there. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know what happens. It's up in the air on whether guys are even going to leave, because again, that transfer portal window, one of the early windows already come and gone, and now you're going to have another one here in the coming months or so, coming weeks, I guess. But yeah, a lot of stuff up in the air. I mean, the cupboards could be bare both on the coaching staff and on this roster, depending on how things shake out. But maybe that's a good thing, because I know a lot of UCLA fans, or at least the vocal bunch on Twitter, definitely has been asking for Chip Kelly to be removed as a head coach at UCLA for some time. Obviously, there was some talk of that even during the season as well. So maybe fans will be getting their wish here. It kind of just remains to be seen where they decide to go with all of this. Is there a game of chicken being played here on the buyout between UCLA not wanting to make the first move and getting rid of Chip Kelly, whether Chip Kelly maybe not wanting to make the first move? I think if he gets hired by an NFL team, he'll obviously have to, but he wasn't going to leave any time prior to having another job in place before he was going to have to pay out that buyout for him to leave, or someone to pay out that buyout, right? So remains to be seen how all of that stuff's going to work out, if it even happens. They just got their first commitment for the 2025 class. We don't know who that is yet, but we did get a boom from Ethan Young that usually indicates that something or someone actually has committed, and he did have 2025 in that tweet. So it would indicate that's the case, that they do have a commitment. I don't know what they told that commitment to have him commit. Maybe he's one of these guys who's just more committed to the school rather than the coaching staff. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But what does that mean for guys like St. John Bosco running back Cam Jones and some of these other guys that did just sign with UCLA, thinking they're going to be playing for Chip Kelly in this 2024 class? That might be up in the air. Where do those guys go? Maybe do they leave? Is all of this noise just enough for them to leave, even if Chip Kelly stays? So a lot to still be discovered, but wanted to come onto the podcast here, wanted to come on video here and kind of give you kind of a summary of everything that's going on.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because it's just been a little crazy. I did just find out that Thomas Fletcher, a former Alabama long snapper, did get hired on, or at least he's going to be a grad assistant on this staff. Again, whether that's Chip Kelly's staff remains to be seen, but he has been brought on. I believe he tweeted out on January 22nd, but it just kind of caught my eye recently, and I was able to confirm that at the very least, he'll be a grad assistant on this coaching staff for the upcoming season, unless things change. So there are some things still moving on. We do have a lot of these UCLA coaches that have been going out on the road and recruiting. Obviously, you have someone like Ken Neomantalolo, who did take the San Jose State job that took him off of the road. Greg Burns followed him, that took him off the road. Ethan Young has now had to kind of take on an on the road kind of recruiting role. And so he's been out there. Chip Kelly's still been out there. And yes, I know Chip Kelly has not been wearing UCLA gear. We can all move past that, I would hope, right? Maybe not. For some fans, they can't get past that, but it is what it is. I can't recall, as I mentioned on Twitter Spaces, I can't recall ever seeing Chip Kelly this active, or at least in photos. That doesn't mean he had this time last year, he wasn't going around to the different high schools. I just can't remember seeing him in so many photos, right? So I don't know if that's part of it, right? If that's just him kind of being out there, hey, I'm doing my job, I'm doing my thing, or how involved is he? I mean, heck, I saw Deshaun Foster in a photo not that long ago, about a week or two ago, recruiting for UCLA, and now he's gone, and they're going to have to fill a running back coaching role there sometime soon, if not a head coaching role there too. So a lot of stuff going on, a lot that's still up in the air. A few other quick things. Senior Bowl today, that was on my radar. Didn't get a chance to watch it as much as I would like, but I know he seemed to be very impressive to the different media guys that were out there getting their first look at Latu in person. So it sounds like Latu continued to rep UCLA well and represent himself well as he looks to be a mid to maybe late first round pick at this point in the draft process. So a lot of that kind of remains to be seen, but Latu did impress some folks. I know he spoke to some reporters, including one for the Las Vegas Review, and that being Vinny Bonsignore, a former colleague of mine, who tweeted out that Latu did talk to the Raiders. Interesting. We're getting a whole lot of Raiders stuff here today. But yeah, Latu spoke with the Raiders. Apparently, Max Crosby, their top edge rusher there in Las Vegas, even talked on the phone with Latu. So maybe there's a little something to that. Maybe that's something that the Raiders are kind of eyeing. I can't remember what pick they have off the top of my head, but I think Latu right now is kind of being projected anywhere from that 10 to 20 range, as I mentioned in the first round. But also, aside, when you're speaking of senior all-star games and whatnot, you did have the Shrine Bowl take place this week as well. The Murphy twins were out there. Carson Steele was out there. And Darius Moasau, the linebacker, was out there. Sounds like Darius Moasau did pretty well for himself. I did see a highlight where he did break through that front line there on the offense and was able to get to the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, from the clip that I saw very briefly. And also the Murphy twins did their thing. I think it was Grayson who got a sack, if not two sacks, unless it was the same video from the same angle, from different angles, excuse me. But I know there was one clip that went out where the Murphy twins were both in the backfield, or were both there putting pressure on that quarterback and making their case for themselves. So I would expect those guys to continue to do well. I think when we spoke to the Murphy twins' father on Twitter Spaces, they said they're anywhere from anywhere in day two to somewhere maybe early day three in the NFL draft. But we still have a lot of time from that. There's still going to be the scouting combine. I don't know if any of these guys for UCLA have been invited to the scouting combine. I would imagine Liatu Latu will be there, but everyone will also have their opportunity again in front of scouts when the UCLA hosts its pro day here sometime soon. I believe that's in April as well. No, I guess that's not in April. Maybe that's in March, but that's probably coming up sooner than I know it too. But once the pro day goes, I'm likely to be out at that, and we'll be able to talk to some of those guys then and kind of see where things are standing for them. Obviously, I'm going to, after we get past this coaching staff stuff, I'm going to be kind of keeping an ear to the ground on some of the NFL draft stuff. But obviously, I think Lachie's pretty locked in as a first round guy. Would be curious to see where Darius Moasau ends up. I haven't seen too much of a projection on him, but I honestly haven't really gone and looked, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets drafted somewhere day two, day three, probably maybe day three. If not, maybe he goes into the third round again. I just don't have a good projection on him at the moment, just based on what people are saying. So anyways, a lot of stuff still going on at UCLA. It's an exciting time. whether that's a good or a bad thing is probably up to those who are the fans and think one way or another about Chip Kelly and just the way this roster is looking with some of the departures like Alatu and Darius and whatnot. So a lot to still figure out. Make sure you guys follow me at JHW Reporter. And anything I hear, anything I see on Twitter, I'll be sure to let you guys know and share it on my timeline.
This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.